Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you doing?
Green Bay is still going to win the Super Bowl.
You are relentless, man, even after that. What would you call that, Tom?
It was a beatdown.
Oh, beatdown.
I think that's what you call it.
That was mistakes made by Green Bay.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's a big...
I was waiting to hear McCarthy come out post-game and say, they are who we thought they were.
No, that would be the Cardinals.
Oh, my God. I love the rivalry continuing. And, I like how John holds strong, man. He's a true fan over there.
Absolutely.
Some year, McKay, some year, but not this one.
We'll get our fifth.
And there was no Phil Mary. There was no question about this last game.
Richard Sherman is still a tool.
Folks, you have the other voice that you're listening to is Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua, our resident house lending expert. Tom, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing great. It's an exciting week. I'm sure you're going to talk about it. The Parade of Homes going on right now. So a lot of fun stuff going on in Tri-Cities.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big, big weekend last weekend. And I'm not even sure if I'm going to call it a weekend. It all just kind of ran together as a big work week. So a lot of traffic and a lot of great things happening. So busy real estate time. And, yeah, that definitely is what we're going to talk about today. Just a quick note for those just tuning in. We have right now just opening the Parade of Homes last weekend, today and tomorrow, 9 to 5. You can still get your tickets at Circle K locations. And so that is a fantastic event. I've been through a number of the houses so far. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But once again, there's just some amazing, amazing work that's being showcased right now. And it's fun to see. In fact, my son and I were at... we were at Wendy's having lunch on, it was Sunday afternoon, and there was a big table of about 12 people there, and I heard somebody say, oh, well, did you see this house, and did you see that house, and they were behind us, and so it was fun to just be, just kind of a fly on the wall. They didn't know I was in real estate or anything, but here a big group of 12 people that had gotten together, and, they just couldn't stop talking about it, so fun.
Did you accidentally drop your business card next to them?
I was just having some father-son lunch time together. So I didn't in that case, but my ears did perk up. It's hard for me not to hear those words. So we are going to be talking about the HBA and the Parade of Homes a little bit, but first, we always like to get our crazy celebrity real estate story in, and I tell you what, this one is just, this is maybe the strangest but interesting property I've seen in a while. We've got a huge estate in Las Vegas that was previously owned by Wayne Newton, and it's called Wayne Newton's Casa de Shenandoah. And this is kind of historically a big place in the 60s where he entertained a lot. He was a big supporter of Ronald Reagan, hosted the president and his wife at this property. Well, that property was bought. It ended up being owned by a Texas businessman who bought it. Bought the property, was going to develop it into a museum and a theme park, and then build Newton a smaller house on the 40-acre property. Well, that never materialized, went into a bankruptcy issue, and Wayne Newton had to end up moving out, leaving the property. That was listed at $70 million last year. And it is just so over the top. Wayne Newton style. There's like engraved, inns in the marble and gold-plated doors. Stables that house, that were meant to house exotic animals. Just crazy, crazy grounds. But price drop in the bankruptcy situation from 70 million to $40 million. $30 million price.
Wow.
Cut.
Wow.
So it'd be interesting to see what happens with that property, but that's a fun one to Google. Wayne Newton's former home for sale. Type that into Google, and yeah, if you want to see some extreme pictures, that is a it's mind. I can't wrap my mind around it.
70 to 40 is safe to say somebody's taking a nut. They're not taking a bath. They're taking a shower.
They're taking a shower. Yes, absolutely. So our local real estate story, we are very fortunate this week to have with us in studio one of our favorite shows of the year. Is we love to get the executive director of the HBA, Mr. Jeff Losey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Lance.
Well, good. I'm glad you're back, and we always love talking about the Parade of Homes. But first, we always like kind of reminding people what the HBA is and what your guys' role here in Tri-Cities is.
Well, thank you. The Home Builders Association, what we do in Tri-Cities is we work with all of our local jurisdictions, Pasco, Kennewick, Richland, West Richland, as well as the counties. And the simplest term of what we do is we are, in the end, consumer advocates. So as fees and regulations, if they don't go checked, they go unchecked, and then all of a sudden the price of housing continues to escalate out of control. So we do not want to be like California or even our folks on the west side of the state that have, before you even turn a shovel, you might pay fees in the neighborhood of $20,000 to $30,000. We don't want that in Tri-Cities. So that's what we do at the Home Builders Association, is advocate on behalf of consumers and try to keep housing affordable to as many as we possibly can.
Well, you're exactly right. My brother-in-law builds custom homes down in Oregon, Silverton, Oregon, and we were chatting, and he goes, well, I'm about to go in for permits on this duplex that I'm going to be building. And I said, oh, okay. And he's like, well, what are permits for you guys? And I'm like, oh, it depends on the house, $4,500 to $6,500. He's like, no, you must be missing something. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. He goes, I'm going in for permits, and it was like $29,000.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I know exactly what you're talking about, and I've heard and talked to those builders, and it just really escalates the affordability index big time.
Well, and truly, that's what it is. And so, you know, not to say that everything's perfect here in Tri-Cities or Washington State, as we still work under the Growth Management Act, which is supposed to make housing more affordable, but the problem is, kind of like Obamacare, it does the exact opposite. It makes housing less affordable. So
you heard it here first. So, no, I know what you're talking about exactly, and all of our builders, even from, you know, city to city, they're always keeping a very close eye on that, because to stay competitive and get more consumers in that house, it's a big deal.
It is. And, you know, in the end of the day, I mean, if every $1,000 that gets added on to the price of a house, you know, the consumer is the one that ends up paying for that. And for every $1,000, you take somebody, some other buyer that would have qualified for that house, it takes them out and puts them into a different one that maybe they didn't want.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you guys are doing that. What is what's your history at the HBA? Tell us about your background a little bit.
So I've been at the Home Builders Association. I'm in my 10th year now. So I've seen the housing market flourish when we had over 2,000 permits pulled, and now we've seen it come full circle from 08 down to where we are now. And for Tri-Cities, an average of what we've been seeing since 08 is somewhere around 1,000 new home permits pulled in a year, and that's not built, but that's permits pulled.
Okay.
So about 1,000 is where Tri-Cities seems to be leveling out, and it looks like we'll be close to that same number this year when we get to December, that we should be somewhere around 1,000 in that neighborhood. And that seems to be for, I will tell you, it's not, everybody's not as busy as they could be. They could be busier. But it's a good sustainable number for Tri-Cities.
Right. And I mean, we've seen on our side, on the retail sales side of things, just another very steady year. So it's kind of I'm okay with nice steady business, and it's good to see that. Now, when we were off the air a little bit, you were talking a little bit about unit numbers versus valuation. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so through August 31st of this year, the Tri-Cities as a total has pulled 63 less new home permits.
Okay.
But the value of those homes that have been pulled through August 31st, although it's 63 less homes, the value is almost $1 million more than what it was the prior year.
Wow, that was so interesting to me to hear you say that. And then we talked a little bit about trends and what's going on in housing. And a lot of times it's not quite always super, super big anymore, but what you're putting in the house.
Yeah, so what we're seeing, and this is also coming from the national meetings that I've been at, is it looks like nationally what's happening here as well, which is the houses are starting to shrink, but the features that are going into those houses is not shrinking. And so whether it's granite countertop, tile floors, wood floors, and to even stay more built green, it has to be, you know, wool rugs, those type of things. All those are more, the cost gets added onto the house. So that's what we're seeing is houses are getting smaller, but the features that are going in them are not.
Okay, gotcha. And I think we've seen that in a lot of these parade homes. I mean, I think I've been through about 7 so far that I made it through last weekend. And, yeah, they are just packed with amazing features. I mean, you get your, like you said, you get your home automation features. You get a lot of your granite. I know there's a couple where I saw some just fantastic brick-type accents done on the inside of the walls of the house. So, really good looking stuff.
It is, and it's fun to look at. But you're right; all of those things have a higher cost associated with it, as opposed to just a tape and textured wall.
Okay, that is fantastic. And do you know how many members are in the HBA roughly?
So we've got right now just over 640 members that belong to the Home Builders
Association. And those are tradespeople all involved with building in that industry.
Yep, they're those that choose to be more professional because every year, even when they renew. When they are our members, we check them with Labor and Industries, make sure they don't have any open complaints, unsatisfied judgments. We go through all of that. So to be a member of the Home Builders Association, they have to be doing their work the right way.
Okay, that's good to know, and probably a good resource for consumers that are looking for referrals to those type of tradespeople.
Yeah, so online at hbatc.com, we have our membership list, and so if you're looking for somebody to build a house, we have custom builders, we have spec builders, or if you just need a new driveway, we also have concrete pours, and so all that information is up on our website to find somebody to do something in your house.
Good, good resource, and I use that website quite a bit to look up for service providers and to keep track of what's going on. So I've used that website myself and it works. It works really well. So from your perspective in the HBA, what's kind of your guys' big push this year? I know we've talked in years past and you guys were really fundamental in getting kind of the Built Green program going and we've seen a lot of that the last couple of years. What's kind of your guys' focus? What are you working on now?
Well, so at the HBA of Tri-Cities, I mean, we are still embroiled in energy savings because we happen to have a governor that wants to make Washington State the greenest state in the country. And so we still are embroiled in that. And at the end of the day, you know, really for us, some of the things that we focus on are stormwater is coming around, the Clean Water Act is coming back around, and this is all stuff that's like not the funnest thing to talk about, but our government wants to regulate essentially every body of water, and we have disagreements over what a man-made puddle is versus something that's natural. And so even if you have these detention ponds, the government wants to take control over those. They want to. So really it's the regulation side of things that have been, even here at the local level, although it's the feds, that's where we've been spending a lot of time, is making sure that we are staying on top of the housing industry. And right now water is one of those, and also wells is another big issue that we're contending with, because without proper storage and reservoirs, water continues to be a big issue in our area as well.
Absolutely, and we see that coming out of California and stuff now, and they're dealing with massive drought there, and if anybody's flown over there recently and seen the
seen the level of the lakes down there, they don't look full to me. I can tell you that much. So, well, great. Well, I'm glad you guys are really working on that and looking out for those initiatives. So when we come back, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Parade of Homes, your guys' involvement there, and what we can do to have a great experience there.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking with Executive Director of the HBA about the Parade of Homes, and we've also been chatting with some of the initiatives, things they're working on to basically be a consumer advocate for real estate and builders and really help out keeping our area affordable. We always like to hear a quick lending update from Mr. Tom Coyne at Umpqua. Tom, what's going on in your world?
You know, Lance, keeping with the Parade of Homes theme, if you're out there this weekend and you decide you want to buy one of these beautiful houses, you might be falling into our portfolio loan programs. So the first one I want to chat about real quick is our jumbo loan program, and that's all loans above $417,000. We require just 10% down. I wish I could quote the rates to you, but I can't over the radio. Let me just say they are amazing. So if you're out and about, you find a house you like this weekend at the parade, and you want to chat about financing, definitely give me a call, and I can talk to you about the jumbo loan program. Now, let's say you find one of these builders, and you decide you're going to have them build your own house. We, of course, have the construction loan with a 10% down, but what a lot of people get concerned about when they're building a house is, what is my interest rate going to be in 6 months when I go to lock this in, when that home's just about finished? We rolled out recently an extended lock program, and it's a six-month rate lock, and the rate's about an eighth of a percent higher than, say, our 60-day lock. Now, I just had a client, he was calling every lender in the book, it seemed like, and he called me, and I was telling him how the program works. We collect a 1% deposit at the time of locking. So, you have a $400,000 loan, you got a $4,000 deposit that you write us a check for. At closing, we give that check back to him in the form of a credit. And from the calls he was making, it sounds like most lenders in town charge an actual fee to do the extended lock. So I wasn't aware of this, but it sounds like we have a little niche program here with our extended lock program. So if you're in a situation where you're building and you're worried about rates going up, definitely look into the six-month rate lock. I'd be happy to chat with you about that. The last one I want to talk about is our physician loan. It's definitely a portfolio loan. It doesn't follow Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac guidelines. What's so nice about this program and kind of why it's a niche for us is that a lot of doctors, when they come out of their residency and they get hired on, they're paid as a 1099 employee, and that basically makes them self-employed. Well, just about every loan program out there requires you have a two-year history of being self-employed, where we'll finance them a 1099 doctor 1 month on the job, as soon as they're out of school.
I mean, I run into that a lot. We do relocation work for Cadillac and the hospitals, and we have this exact same problem quite a bit.
Yeah, it's really a niche program we have. Another really cool feature about it is it's just 5% down. And that's even if the loan amount is a $417,000 or higher, so it's a jumbo loan, 5% down on a jumbo loan for a physician. So it's a really great program. If you're a doctor, a dentist, a surgeon, orthodontist, you fit right into this program, and it's really a niche we've made for our doctors. And, of course, they can get the Homes for Heroes program with that as well.
Okay, absolutely. And that is fantastic. And I do want to tell you that Karen and I were running the numbers yesterday, and in the first 5 months of the program, I haven't even told Tom this yet, we've already given back $28,000 direct to Hero.
Wow, that's incredible.
Homes for Heroes. So it's been a fantastic success, and we're rapidly becoming one of the top affiliates in the nation with that program. So congratulations to Tri-Cities and everybody supporting us in that program. We really appreciate it. And you kind of went quickly over it, Tom, but just so that people understand, if they want to work with the builder on a new construction custom home build, you're doing that at 10% down construction loan.
Correct. Yep, 10% down. We lock that interest rate in up front before they start the build. You're going to pay interest-only payments on the portion of the amount that the builder has drawn throughout the build. So you, if you're building a $400,000 house, you're not making those $400,000 payments right off the bat. We just charge you what he's drawn up to that point. But really a great option for someone who wants to get a custom home with us just requiring 10% down.
And then if they already, for those folks listening that already own their own lot, does that equity in the lot count towards that 10% down?
Absolutely. Let's say, you know, you're building a $400,000 house and you have a $60,000 lot. Well, you already have 10% equity built right into it. So you can go into your construction loan. We'll build, put it right on the lot, and you'll come to closing with no money.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we've got a couple clients we've been working with and showing over the last couple weeks. I know you're already working with a couple of them, so thanks for hooking our clients and our builders up with those programs. We really appreciate it. So speaking of the local Parade of Homes, and I think a lot of people, Jeff, don't really know the history of how does this event come about. And I think if you ask the average person on the street, I'm not sure if they would really immediately associate HBA with Parade of Homes. So how does that work with you guys?
So this is now, it's been over 50 years that the Parade of Homes has been happening.
That's awesome.
In Tri-Cities. It hasn't always been contiguous 50 years because we had some really lean years there in the 80s.
right, exactly.
I mean, in 82, there was only 45 permits pulled for the entire Tri-Cities.
So. That's incredible. From 82 till now to think of the change that could have been. Okay, gotcha.
Very, very lean.
Well, we'll forgive you for that lean year.
so the Parade of Homes, we produce that show, and what we love best about the Parade of Homes in Tri-Cities is it's a street of dreams, but it's our street of dreams, which is scattered all throughout Tri-Cities. And we get those from the Portland market that go to a street of dreams and also come to our show, and they prefer our Parade of Homes versus a street of dreams because when you look at nothing but million-dollar-plus homes, and there's some nice things that are in there, but they like to be able to come to Tri-Cities and look at, we have some million-dollar homes, we have some $250,000 homes, and everything in between. And so they like to have the ability, which is what I think sets us apart from others, which is there's choices.
Right, absolutely.
In every different price level. And so, you know, we always like to look at the things that are, you know, like the Wayne Newton house, but maybe not so gaudy.
exactly, yes, perfect.
But, yeah, if you can see that, and then, you know, pull a couple things out that you might like to have in your house or have built in your house. And I know, Tom, I'd love the opportunities for Tom to give more loans out and get more homes in Tri-Cities. So, you know, the parade really is, for us, it is the opportunity for the builders to showcase their talents to the best of their ability within the budget that they have. And so because we have everything from the million to the 200,000, it really gives Tri-City the opportunity to see everything that is new in building and be able to see it all over these 5 days and with today and tomorrow still remaining.
Yeah, and I mean, what's great too is the variety this year. I mean, I've seen like a full authentic Tuscan. I've seen ultra modern. I've seen what I would call very traditional. I mean, there is a great variety of the different types that have been built.
You know, and that's the other thing is, you know, that's the beauty of it is, you know, we don't dictate what a builder's going to build whenever they come into this. And so sometimes we are blessed with a great variety, and you're right. Anything that you might want to see, being from the modern to the Tuscan houses, I mean, there's LED lights in a lot of the houses, and people, you know, LED continues to get more and more affordable as we continue to move on, and yes, it's less to operate, and so it's showing up in many new places, and then, of course, the electronic features that make up a smart home to where you can be sitting in your office and change the temperature in your house. Those you'll find on the parade as well. So it really has become this opportunity to go see what's new in building, and you know, and we're fortunate enough to be able to have it within 25 different homes.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I was super impressed. I think it was one of the houses I was in. I think it was the Titan House that had the foldaway wall in the back. The engineering nowadays that they can do with doors and the disappearing wall systems to kind of bring your indoor space outdoors and vice versa. I mean, I'm just blown away continually year after year at some amazing things that they're doing in those houses.
You know, and a lot of those things tend to happen as a result of the International Builders Show every year. And for two more years, it's going to be in Las Vegas. But the builders are able to go back there and pull a lot of these ideas back out and bring them back to Tri-Cities and using the latest things that are out there. I know we have a couple different houses that have that same feature. And, you know, that's a trend that continues where as the houses are getting smaller, the outdoor living areas are getting bigger.
Well, that should make our landscape partners happy.
definitely,
we'll have to get them back in here to talk about that for sure. What are, there's the basic tips, but what are some of the basic tips for people that are going to finish listening to the show or driving between houses right now? Well, over the years, what are some of the best tips for viewing these parade houses?
So the best thing is that you go in a pair of shoes that are easy to slip on and off.
Seems simple, but it can make your day go a lot better.
Booties. Yes, and then yes, when you've already been to your first house, then you get the pair of booties, and the booties are an essential source. And so if you're going to a custom home and they have hardwood floors and you can't take off your shoes, that could be a little bit problematic, because if you put just the booty covers over your shoes, it might be a little problematic for that builder. So because if you're going on a hardwood floor and if there's a rock in your shoe and you don't check that prior to, it could be a problem. So be prepared for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you have shoes that are easy to get on and off and you're wearing socks, because the other thing is if you just have bare feet, we've had some issues where it's not the cleanest way to go.
Absolutely. Well, and there's a lot of natural oils. I mean, you get, 10,000 people through a house in a short period of time. You think, oh, that's not going to make a difference. Well, it might with four of your friends, it might not. But with 10,000 of your friends, it might add up.
There's some residue left behind.
Yeah. So, no, that makes sense. And I've seen that. I've seen the rock in the shoe, I think, 3 years or 4 years ago with one of the builders I was representing. And after that first weekend, at the end, there were scratches in that hardwood. We had to refinish. So definitely, yeah, they are not trying to give you a hard time. They're just trying to protect the investment that
the homeowners
made.
Well, because people are buying and they're going to be living in these homes. They don't just build them and tear them back.
That's absolutely true. And many of the homes on the parade this year were actually built and are already sold to a client, and they're just, you know, nice enough with the builder to let it be open for the parade. So some of them are already sold.
Yep, and really that is it. It's about, you know, it's we want to have an event that we don't have. I know in attending some of the Street of Dreams, they will literally close rooms off and make it difficult to get around. We have it here where you can go everywhere, and we want to keep it that way. So, you know, respecting the builders, and yes, you purchased a ticket, but, you know, it's being careful with what you wear inside those houses is a big deal. So, because, yeah, refinishing a brand new floor is not something anybody
is. It's not fun. My builders I work with do not enjoy that process at all.
No.
Well, that is fantastic tips for viewing the parade. Now, I've seen some good ones, but we always let people, we don't let them get out of here without the craziest thing they've ever seen. You don't have to name names, years, or addresses. We protect the innocent, but we always make our guests tell a crazy story about what's just the nuttiest thing you've seen with the parade.
So, if that person was listening, they would probably know, but, you know, I don't know the name, so...
Good.
We
don't want to know
this. So, this is another good tip for going around when you look at the parade of homes, is make sure you look where you step. So we had a reflecting pond in one of the houses that was just out the back door. And the reflecting pond, if you look at it, it was embedded in the concrete.
Yes, I was there.
Probably aware when it happened. So, so the lady not paying attention, literally that reflecting pool became a coffin as she fell right into it.
Yeah, no. I mean, just the one step off, and the reflections, the concrete was so shiny,
it all looked the same.
It all looked the same.
Oh,
and she fell in the reflection pool. And I have to tell you that this same morning, we had, it was really, really hot that year. and we had everybody's shoes were out on the sidewalk, and nobody had adjusted the first aid, the sprinkler system.
Oh, so no.
All the shoes were on the sidewalk, and all of a sudden the sprinklers come on at like 10:30 in the morning, and we start at 9, and like I'm stamping tickets, and I look out, and I see them like overspraying on everybody's shoes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where's the monitor? So, you know, those things do happen. You're out and about, and it's going to happen. But I appreciate you telling that story. I'm glad I was part of your craziest moment.
I'm not sure if I'm
glad or not. But
how about where can people find a list of these homes and directions to them?
So the list of the homes on our website at hbatc.com, we have a link to the Parade of Homes. And also, but to start anywhere with the parade, you have to start at the circle, any of the local Circle K's. It's $10 a ticket. That'll get you a magazine and a ticket to get into all of the houses. We also have an app for the Parade of Homes. And if you are lucky enough to go to the Chefs on Parade and want to see who is in there and the restaurants, we have an app for both that are downloadable from our website or the Android or the Apple Store. You can get them.
Fantastic. Well,
there
thank you
go.
For we know you're still busy wrapping up today and tomorrow. Folks, cheap entertainment, $10 ticket, 25 houses. And who knows after our last story what you might see when you're out and about. So swing in, grab a ticket, and wrap up today and tomorrow. Thanks to all of our local builders and subs that participated in that and putting it on. And as always, when you see the one that you want to buy, you can call the Kenmore team or go to our website. We'd be glad to help you negotiate a fantastic deal on that parade home. Tom will line up the money. And, of course, we'll be back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.